Mobility. This is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, is Bill there?
Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Megan. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Will he know what this is regarding?
Yes, he will.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. This is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Received your fax to fund application yesterday. Just wanted to reach out and talk to you about it a little bit here. Is this a good time, or are you?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me move to another phone.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Megan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, I just changed phones. Okay.
Okay. So I just wanted to kind of get to talk to you about what you're really wanting to do. I know you kind of jotted down some notes on the fax paper, but what's kind of important to you, or what are you guys looking to do exactly?
Well, exactly what I said. I've got two leases that I'm paying, I think, $8,900 a month, and then we've got an open account with Pride, which is probably $50,000, and that's about it. And then I think I put working capital just to get a plus in the checking account for, I think, $20,000, something like that. But most of it is to pay off leases and a personal loan or a company loan, an unsecured loan, and pay off Pride. Just to knock down the payments, I figured the payments for 3 years would be somewhere around $5,500, and we're paying now over $10,000. So I've been getting these things in the mail probably 10 years. I've never answered anyone, and I just was sitting down the other day, and I said, you know, I'm just gonna respond to one of these and see if we can cut down our monthly outgo. And
yeah, makes sense. So let's kind of talk about the details, kind of break this down just a little bit, just so I can understand. The two existing leases, you said they're $88,000.
They're $88,000, right.
Okay. How far along are you in those leases?
One lease, we've made 10 payments on, I think, 10 or 9 or 10 payments on. I'm a little over halfway with that lease. And the other lease I just signed here last week.
Okay. And what are the two balances for those separately?
One's $45,000, the other one's $43,000.
Okay. And then what were the payments on those? You said were about $8,900 a month, is that right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Who are those with, do you mind me asking?
They're with Navitas, N-A-V-I-T-A-S, Navitas Lease Corporation.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw a UCC filing for them for you guys, yeah, Navitas.
Yeah.
So that was back in 2014, or was that a different loan?
This one is was in 2015, and
okay.
The other one was 2016.
Okay. Do you always use Navitas? It looked like you used them back
yes.
in 2014, too.
Yeah, we've used them quite a bit.
Okay.
We paid off several leases with them.
Oh, sure. And then the supplier you said was called Pride.
Pride,
is that right?
Yeah, they biggest manufacturer in wheelchairs.
Oh, okay. And that's for 57,000.
Yeah.
Is that something that you have been paying some sort of like a minimum payment to, or how does that loan work, or is it like a line of
Let's
credit
say
with them?
we order equipment from them, and we have a 90 days to pay the invoices, and we've been dealing with them probably 10 years, and we usually owe them, I don't know, between 100,000 and 150,000, and then I get a lease and knock down the payments for a month or two, and then we start all over 90 days.
Okay. So you have to pay that pretty soon here, within
No,
90 days?
I don't have a payment due to them
Oh, okay.
until August 7th, but with our balance for August, so whatever equipment we buy from them now, we have 3 months to pay. So the equipment we bought back in May is due in August.
In
So I
August.
have a balance August and September. The equipment we buy now is due 3 months from now, which is September. So I have a balance for August and September, but I don't have a payment due until August 7th.
Okay. Makes sense. And then as far as the unsecured loan, is that a working capital loan of some kind through someone or?
That was to buy vehicles. We've got 3 vehicles that we own free and clear, and that was to buy our last one.
Okay. What kind of a vehicle is it, like a van or something?
Yeah, it's a
Okay.
2007 Chrysler van for business. We own wheelchairs in that.
Yeah. And who's that loan through?
That's through an individual, Terry Krogel. He's our CPA. He's been a friend of mine for 25 years.
Okay. What's the terms on that, or the payback?
$1,300 a month. $1,300 a month.
Oh, okay. 1,300 per month. And you said you just wanted the working capital about 29, I think you said here.
Yeah.
What were you going to be using that for? Just for operating expenses, or
Yeah,
do you have something in mind?
operating expenses, nothing.
Okay.
You probably pulled a report on us, so you know how long we've been in business and all that stuff.
Yeah, we have down, let's see here. Actually, we don't have your time in business. How long have you been in business?
We were incorporated in January of 1999.
Wow, okay. 99. Let's see if I have any other information missing here from you. You're still at 3082 Gulf Breeze Parkway, is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all the information we need here. So the way that our loans work, we have two separate loans. One would be equipment financing, one would be working capital, which is unsecured cash type loan. I don't know that it would necessarily be beneficial for us to refinance those equipment loans into a different equipment loan. We can explore that option for you, but I just want to give you some kind of reasonable expectations. And then the way that our working capital loan works is that we lend off of gross annual sales. So that would be, I think you said around, what did you guys do
Yes,
last year?
750,000, I think.
750. Yeah, we can usually lend up to 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, which is, around 75, or, maybe up to 90. But that doesn't get you up to that 185 number,
Yeah.
and you wouldn't want to, refinance your leases into working capital, obviously. But we could definitely get you a loan that would maybe pay off the supplier, the unsecured loan and the working capital loan, if we wanted to try for that sort of a thing. Does that sound like something that would be helpful for you?
Yeah, what kind of percentages are we talking about?
It really depends on how you guys look on paper. What we would need would be like 6 months of bank statements and last year's tax return to actually get you an approval for it. And then we'd be able to give you some solid numbers there. Without that, it's hard for me to guess because it is a very cash flow based loan. So, you know, you could have a gross annual sales of $750,000 and be very tight in your bank statements, or, you know, have some wiggle room there, and it's going to affect your approval differently, you know.
Okay. All right, well, let me think about that, and if you give me a number, I'll give you a call back.
Sure. Did you want me to maybe send you a quick email of the documents that we would need? Okay,
sure.
What's your email address?
It's Bill Bohatka, Bohatka, at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, and then all my contact information will be in there.
Okay.
And I'll send you a little list of what we would need if you wanted to do that.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Once you get that information, just let me know.